Good morning. It is 9:05 a.m. We are here today, November 18, 2013, in the OPA Hearing Room, Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Hagatnya, Guam, for the status hearing of OPA PA 13-09, JMI Edison versus Guam Memorial Hospital Authority. Presiding over the hearing today are Hearing Officer Peter C. Perez and Public Auditor Doris Flores Brooks. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Franklin Cooper Nurse and Joy Bulatao. Will appellant JMI Edison please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Madam Public Auditor and Mr. Hearing Officer. My name is Joshua Walsh. I'm an attorney at Civil and Tang, and we represent the appellant JMI Edison.
Will purchasing agency Guam Memorial Hospital Authority please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Minakshi Hamlani from Fisher & Associates representing Guam Memorial Hospital Authority.
Roland Lamongsud, Buyer 1 from Guam Memorial Hospital Authority.
Will interested party MedFarm please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Jeff Cook on behalf of MedFarm.
Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you, everybody, for your briefs throughout the proceedings. The briefs were very helpful, and also for your presentations. Those have been appreciated. Today, the public auditor is going to issue a notice of ruling with a written ruling to follow. And as the parties are aware, the public auditor previously issued a ruling. And in that ruling, she found that JMI's protest was timely, that it was based upon the June 7, 2013 notice from GMH regarding its intended award to MedFarm, and that JMI's protest was filed within 14 days of that notice. Public auditor has also ruled that when that occurred, that the automatic stay was triggered. On July 17th, 2013, the hospital issued its protest decision rejecting JMI's protest on the basis of untimeliness. The hospital did not address the merits of JMI's protest in the protest decision. When the hospital issued its protest decision, it almost simultaneously awarded the contract to MedFarm and did this prior to the expiration of the 15-day appeal period and also in violation of the automatic stay. It's noted that GMH has since provided a written determination that the award of the contract was necessary to protect the substantial interests of GMH and the territory. But going back to the time of the protest decision and award during the period of the automatic stay, JMI's position regarding timeliness was correct and the hospital's determination of untimeliness was not correct. Public auditor is concerned a number of issues, including the violation of the automatic stay, including the failure of the hospital to determine the merits of the protest filed by JMI, and the simultaneous award of the contract even prior to the appeal period expiring. It appears that the hospital did not observe JMI's due process rights. The parties were asked to address whether or not, or what the impact would be on if the contracts were voided. The hospital has Both parties have presented their positions, and the hospital has explained that the funds were due to expire originally in, I believe it was June or July 2013. That period was extended to September 2013. And that $107,266.52 were in jeopardy that they would be lost if the contracts were voided, that those funds have now been exhausted, and that at issue are four dialysis machines and 15 water purification units that are now on island. That GMH has already incurred travel expenses for its personnel, that there are issues of patient safety and policy at issue, and that the contracts are of vital importance to GMHA to commission the 15 machines and to not have the contracts voided. With this in mind, the public auditor very reluctantly intends to ratify and affirm the contracts awarded to MedFarm. But because of the manner in which JMI's due process rights were not observed, the public auditor intends to award JMI its costs and fees incurred in connection with the protest and appeal to her. JMI should submit its reasonable costs and fees calculations by November 22nd, and the hospital should respond to those if there's a response by November 27th. A written ruling will follow. Madam Public Auditor, was there anything you wish to address?
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. You pretty much succinctly outlined the issues here. And I just want to state for the record, I am truly disappointed in GMHA and its actions. The denial of the protest to JMI and the concurrent award almost makes any vendor at risk for having its due process rights violated. That's an issue. You know, this office was created, this division within OPA was created to ensure that vendors have an equal opportunity to be heard. By its own action, GMHA acted as a judge and jury and said, your case is no longer, I don't need to further give you any opportunity. And OPA was created so to hear independently and objectively, as they say, de novo, any situations. And by its actions, GMHA violated that appeal process. Failure throughout GMHA did not even give one bit of opportunity to discuss the entire merits. And just on that one issue of timeliness and the merits. Of course, we never had an opportunity to see whether the merits were indeed appropriate. But also, agencies continue to wait to the very last minute to obligate funds. This is a poor reflection, again, of GMHA's own procurement process. You know, you have to issue this because this award is going to expire within a short time. Doesn't give anybody the opportunity. You're not the only agency that is poor in this area, but again, you didn't even notify this office that funds were in jeopardy. It was only at the very end in September that we realized that not only you did not notify this office, you had already expended the money and went ahead. So again, it's for these reasons, and I'm not a believer. Well, let me rephrase. I've very reluctantly, in the interest of the health and welfare of patients and the fact that the money has already been expended, you leave this office no other avenue but to ratify a contract that should have given the other vendor the opportunity. You know, the government's role also sets direction in procurement, and one of the basic tenets of procurement is to give every business who chooses, and in this case, JMI chose to do business with the government of Guam, not only JMI, but Med Farm and another vendor, and all of these vendors reserve the right to have an equal opportunity to procure with the government of Guam. And what we have found is that these various appeals have actually fostered greater competition. This notion that vendors delay the procurement process. If anything, they have made the agencies more aware of their roles and responsibilities. And the number of appeals that have come before this office averages less than one a month. So, but anyway, the role of this office in the appeals process is to ensure that each vendor has the equal opportunity to bid within the government, and GMH, by its actions, usurped this responsibility and therefore is admonished accordingly.
Thank you. A written decision will follow. Is there anything you want
maybe,
to address?
Maybe here briefly. I was going to come in today to ask for some briefing on the reply that was submitted by GMHA at the end of the week, because I think the facts were changed in that reply in terms of this determination of need that the agency gave. I think when we were discussing it with our clients, we actually understand that the agency has taken a position of the need, but we think that there are some factual disputes and that we also have some other issues. So either I'm requesting, though I understand that the OPA is going to issue an order, an opportunity to either place those objections on the record in case we would like to preserve this issue, or a couple minutes to put them on the record now verbally. But if I could just submit a brief on the matter. Again, this was a reply filed on Thursday, which actually I think was more of a motion to confirm an award, and we had no opportunity to respond to that. And while I understand completely everything that the public auditor said this morning and the justifications presented for ratifying this contract, we would like to be able to have an opportunity to point out some of the flaws we think in what was submitted on that reply, either in the form of a surreply or putting something on the record now, or an actual briefing schedule on this determination of need, because it seems like the hospital said that there's a need, but my understanding from my vendors is it's not exactly as Mr. Virk has laid it out.
Give us a moment. So, Mr. Walsh, first up, let me note that the issue of the written determination by GMHA, it was not dispositive to the public auditor's intended ruling. They did raise the issues of, in their opening brief, with respect to why the contract should not be voided. I do recognize that they provided more detail in their reply. You've noted orally your objections to that just a moment ago. I don't think the public auditor wants additional briefing, but if you'd just like to note your objections on the record, that's fine.
I appreciate that opportunity, and I'll do that very briefly. Just a couple of points that I think were raised by the submission of the reply and what we would have sur-replied on or submitted briefing on. While I understand that the submission into the record of the determination of need was not dispositive, we do have issues with that. We do not understand how a post hoc determination from the agency of need could be used to justify a July 30th purchase order. We think that understands the entering of a contract tomorrow, perhaps, but not a ratification of a contract from July 30. We don't think the law allows that. Again, some issues about this question of need. I think the public auditor has expressed that this need was created by the agency itself, and that's certainly our position, and we don't think the law allows that as justification for an emergency procurement or a need-based procurement when the agency took 9 months from the bid opening to make a decision. If there was a nine-month delay, that's the bet that GMHA made, so we don't think that that results in the need or the emergency, but we'll just put that on the record. Again, we think a lot of this was based on the belief that there are post-award remedies when we were in a pre-award remedy footing all along. And I think lastly is, in order to do this ratification, which I think involves an implicit lifting of the stay, the Attorney General's office needed to be involved in this. And while I understand that Mr. Fisher has decided to take off his legal counsel hat for GMHA, saying you can ignore the stay, and then put on the AG's hat at the same time, saying now there's a determination and need that we concur with, we're not sure that Mr. Fisher's appointment covers this. He was appointed for procurements over $500,000. This is a $380,000 procurement, so we don't think that his unilateral playing the role of AG here applies. And we also have a problem with him being the Attorney General doing this, because this procurement predates his appointment. So thank you for the opportunity to put those things on the record. Now that those things are on the record, I will submit our brief on the 22nd on our fees and costs.
And just to clarify, the determination of need that was submitted, I don't believe that was taken to be retroactively applied, but rather to lift the stay that was ordered by the public auditor,
right,
and moving forward. And then with respect to the crisis that was created by GMHA by acting in the way that it did, that is one of the reasons why the sanction of your costs and fees is being addressed.
Thank you.
Okay. And as you have pointed out, many of the agencies do wait to the very, very end and then are forced to make a decision, and they do it in haste as opposed to had plenty of opportunities. Not like they didn't know that this grant was going to expire and yet only awarded it 2 months or from. And again, that goes to the overall structural procurement problems that GMHA has. And I did note that in my comments, because GMHA, I'm tired of agencies coming here at the last 8 minute, you know, oh, these funds are in jeopardy, when they've had 3-4 years to work on these funds.
Is there anything further? Okay, thank you.
This concludes the status hearing of OPAPA 13-09 JMI Edison versus Guam Memorial Hospital Authority. The time is 9:20 a.m. Thank you.